ladies and gentlemen, lovers of Texas and of liberty, it's time for the show that celebrates the spirit of Alamo. Here's your Texan in chief. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
On Leap Day from the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Today, done without much of a voice either. Told you that was coming, and sure enough, it has gotten here. If I were only had this problem on Leap Day once every 4 years, I'd be fine, but unfortunately not. So just put up with the terrible voice. Going to be all I can do to get through. I've not said 20 words today and the whole day. And so just now getting her going. The Lone Star story of the day, the government school folk who make a lot of money off of us are fighting school choice. That's no surprise. But doing so with our money, which they're doing in many places, is illegal. The Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with the drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Boy, the stash double oil of bergamot Earl Grey tea doing double duty today. Just keep us on the air, my friends. Smokehouse fire, now the largest in modern Texas history. Two deaths have been reported. The fire burns while snow falls. That's right, this morning across the panhandle. The often disappointing and overruled federal judge Ezra issues a temporary restraining order blocking Texas from enforcing Senate Bill 4. That's the law set to take effect tomorrow that allows Texas to arrest illegal border crossers. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. Don't forget to take a listen to my podcast extra with Chip Polk, P-O-L-K. Chip Polk, he is the playwright and founder, and with his brother Glenn, a professional actor of the Ragtown Gospel Theater. We're going to be there. Texas Independence Day is when the 18th season of original dramas kicks off at the Ragtown Gospel Theater up on the edge of the slope of the great escarpment of the High Plains, the Great Plains of North America. Right there, as it drops off into beautiful post-Texas, we'll be there. Every show is on Saturday at 3 p.m., The theater will shock you. You're going to be surprised what a treasure's there. That's why they're in their 18th year. And this is an original drama, 33 AD, about men caught up in events beyond their control, like we are so often in our lives. Pontius Pilate, who ordered the execution of Jesus. Barabbas, the murderer who Jesus replaced on the cross, who we talk a little bit about. I mean, he was a revolutionary. He was a political dissident, and in that podcast I did with Chip, we talked just a little bit about this particular play. The centurion who pierced Jesus' side and spilling Christ's blood, and Joseph of Arimathea. I mean, this is going to be a great performance. It's the beginning of the 18th season. It runs March 2nd, Texas Independence Day, through 20 April. Saturdays only at 3 p.m. at the Ragtown Gospel Theater in Post, Texas. Tickets are very inexpensive, only $22 each. Youth, children, all the way up through college, if they're with mom and dad, only $10. And veterans and active duty military, tickets are free. You can find out all the details at ragtown.com. Hope to see you there. I've already heard from some folks, listeners, saying, yeah, we go all the time. We're going to be there. And one of our great listeners, one of the best listeners I ever had out of Wichita Falls, sent me an email and said they're going to be there. So looking forward to seeing people. I may have to pantomime and just give you hand signals if the voice hasn't returned, but I'm going to be there. So that'll be fun on Saturday. Go to Ragtown, R-A-G-T-O-W-N.com. You can read all about it right there, and then make your ticket reservations, that kind of thing. Just pay when you get there. It's so easy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's get to these terrible fires. Had the many fires in the panhandle the last many days dry, and of course it's just plains, with rolling plains with grass, and lots of wind this week. Massive winds fueled these, and now the The big Smokehouse Creek fire is now over 1 million acres, making it the largest. They keep saying largest in Texas history, which, of course, is crazy. It's the largest in modern history since we've been able to map this stuff and take, you know, follow it. Because even in the beginning half of the 20th century, we didn't really do much of that. And there were a lot of big fires then, too. 83-year-old Joyce Blankenship was found in her home, which burned. She lost her life. Hemphill County Emergency Management Coordinator Bill Kendall said that more than 40 homes had burned in this fire. It began earlier this week in Stinnett, as we say, and spread east. And then lady lost her life. Sad story there. And then we learned late morning today that Cindy Owen, KFDA says that friends say Cindy Owen was in an instant, the wildfire near Pampa, taken by ambulance to a burn center in Oklahoma City where she died. She's from Amarillo. She was in Pampa for work, became stuck on the road surrounded by fire when she left her vehicle and was burned. This is like driving in creeks and stuff. Just don't do it. You got fire up there, go back. I mean, there's no do-over for these things. So the fire is now over 1 million acres. That gets everybody's attention. Talking about it's bigger than the state of Rhode Island and stuff like that. You know, look, it's a small area in the general size of the center of the United States, even in the size of Texas. But it's a big area if you live near it, and it's dangerous. So don't go out there and get in trouble. Don't start one of these things. Snow was causing travel across the panhandle this morning. Snow, that's right. And the KAMR meteorologist said that as of 6:40 a.m., snow did reach Amarillo area. Visibility, unfortunately, dropped to less than a mile. Temps this afternoon will be in the 40s with occasionally breezy conditions. Sun will return this evening, but cool temps will be in place. The temperature returned to the 70s Friday and into the weekend with windy conditions. Fire weather will return from Friday through Monday. So this is very bad news for the folks fighting these fires. Pardon me, a little more Earl Grey. Nim Kidd, chief of the Texas Division of Emergency Management, said the weekend forecast and sheer size and scope of the blaze are the biggest challenges. He said, I don't want the community there to feel a false sense of security. All these fires will not grow anymore. This is a very dynamic situation. That it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, shifting to other fires around the state. In Austin, there was a 3-alarm blaze in a pretty good building. I think it was it on South Congress somewhere? Yeah, and it was caught a hotel on fire next door. Started yesterday afternoon, KXAN said over 120 Austin firefighters were working the fire. There was a structure collapse on the second floor of the building, and a firefighter was injured. Winds were blowing hard there, and it spread the fire to the Casulo Hotel. Hotel was operational at the time and already in the process of being evacuated. A Mercedes down in the valley, Mercedes ISD teacher was arraigned Tuesday. Frank Omar Fuentes arraigned on charges of improper relationship between educator and a student, sexual assault of a child, and 2 counts of indecency with the child by contact, that reported by KVEO. A Southeast Texas woman, well, from Orange specifically, and a couple in Ohio have been charged with selling a child. In fact, Harley D. Matthews of Orange is the one they're charging with, I think, trying to buy the child. She already had a record of sexual assault of other children. That's what these, you know, they try to say, well, it's an adoption. We just need a child. No. This is a horrible human trafficking. Bell Textron, it's already headquartered in Fort Worth, is trying to shake the state down for huge incentives to expand and build a $157 million manufacturing plant in the Alliance development in Fort Worth, saying it would be 75 jobs, ultimately be 411 jobs. They're already headquartered in Fort Worth. Well, hopefully they'll build it there. Back in a moment.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
A Crosby County cotton farmer had dental work needs that would have cost at least $25,000 at home. Instead, he went to our official dentist, Dr. Zuniga, in Costa Rica, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and 2 root canals he needed, all for under $10,000. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. He liked it so much, he's visited Costa Rica again. Get started on your savings and vacation adventure. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Way before all the other state media got on it yesterday, I told you that John Cornyn had already said in Texas that he would run. He'd like to be Republican leader in the U.S. Senate when the turtle stepped down. And of course, now the big news last night, late, and all day today, Cornyn's running. Cornyn, well, I already told you that, so I don't want to waste a lot of time on it. There was just an interesting sidebar to that in that I told you about the big victory Texas had over the federal government against the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that the U.S. House passed back under Pelosi without a quorum, which the Constitution requires. Paxton has unleashed against Cornyn, which I tell you, Cornyn is not who he used to be. He wasn't ever that great, but he was all right. I mean, he's a full-out swamp swimmer, and that's where his loyalty is, not to Texas. Paxton going after him in an interview with Chris Salcedo, taking aim at Cornyn because he joined with Democrats to vote to pass that spending bill. And Cornyn always loves to hold himself out as this, you know, former judge and attorney general. And I mean, he's a constitutionalist. And yet he voted for that thing that it was very clear passed illegally in the House. Paxton said the vote should tell Texans that Cornyn's aligned with Democrats. I mean, I'd love to have one example of something he's done that's good for our state, that's good for our country. He says Cornyn's just out funding Biden's priorities. And, well, like the turtle and some of these other insiders in D.C., there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch. He still opposes lots of Democrat stuff, but it's not that big of a stretch. I thought that it's good to remind you he voted for that huge omnibus thing that, by the way, is one of the things that's brought us all this inflation. He voted for it, so, you know, he's not dependable. Today in Texas history, my friends, the siege of the Alamo was ongoing, and of course, I don't think that was a leap year, so this day didn't exist. Figure that out. Ooh, spooky. Well, our look at Texas history is sponsored by Hub City Title. They have 220 years of combined experience, more than that, and they have in-house title examiners, which makes them fast. HubCityTitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. The siege of the Alamo was ongoing. Of course, the Alamo fell on March 6th. Texas Independence Day is this Saturday, March 2nd. That's when at Washington and the Brazos, independence was declared and the declaration written up and signed. But there is a today in Texas history. On February 29th, the leap day, 1988, 36 years ago, the Chamber of Commerce of Little Anthony, Texas, which sits up between, north of El Paso, on the Texas-Mexico border. There's Anthony, Texas, and Anthony, New Mexico. They declared the town the leap year capital of the world. It's out there. It was originally known as Latuna, and there's a beautiful federal, can you believe that, beautiful federal prison. It's not good inside. I've been inside, not as an inmate, but working computer contracts and stuff back in the day. Latuna looks like a mission built in that style off I-10, which becomes I-20. But that was what the town was called. Then later it became Anthony. Well, do you know that Anthony, which, by the way, that region now was a little bitty out in the country a few years ago. Now it's just housing development after housing development up there. But they are home to the world, I believe that they're home to the Worldwide Leap Year Birthday Club. It's headquartered in Anthony. So anyone born on February 29th, and they got a lot of members. So the Worldwide Leap Year Birthday Club is based in Little Anthony, Texas, right there on the border with Nuevo Mexico, as you're going north out of El Paso. I didn't know that, so I was glad to learn it today on this Leap Day. Big news, not terribly, big news, not terribly unexpected out of federal court today down in Austin. The unreliable Judge David Ezra has issued a temporary restraining order to block Texas from enforcing Senate Bill 4, which I believe was to take effect on the 1st of March, tomorrow. You'll hear over and over, well, he was a Reagan appointee. Yeah, you got to know, I've been following this guy since he came to Texas, folks. He's not a Texan, had nothing to do with Texas. He was moved here by Justice John Roberts to help out with the caseload work down in the Austin-San Antonio area. He was appointed way back at the very end of the Reagan administration and sat in the court in Hawaii and was a major player in the left-wing Ninth Circuit forever and ever and ever, and then was brought out to Texas, just so you know, because nobody mentions this to you, Chief Justice Roberts, so this is pretty recent, 2013, brought him to San Antonio and Austin divisions to help out with these things. And this is the guy who's already been overruled several times. I mean, he struck down the state's law, HB 1181, that required age verification for accessing adult sexual content. He's ruled against the floating border barrier. He is not, I'll say Reagan appointed, he's not reliable in any way. And I realize there's a big constitutional question at place in this SB 4, but the things he says are crazy. I mean, or just silly. He says, for example, that us being able to arrest someone on a state crime of illegal entry interferes, you know, with the feds having the sole authority over immigration. Well, actually, that's you can really split the hairs there because no, I mean, that's the federal government has control over immigration and immigration policy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that a state could not arrest someone for illegally crossing. That doesn't in and of itself inherently interfere with federal control of immigration policy. But he said, he wrote that the record border crossings do not amount to an invasion. Now, folks, this was a key part that the states are arguing. And let me just tell you, this is no different than the John Cornyns. He'll say anything now and talk it big, but they just, there's this class of people who don't want to admit ever that any of this stuff is real. And when they have to, they get mad about it. And behind the scenes, because I know I used to be in these behind the scenes meetings, all they do is talk down about the people out there. Oh, that's an invasion. Yes, it is. That's just silly to say that what's happening doesn't amount to an invasion. It's millions of people. Millions of people. And he claims that, well, he makes a lot of claims. He said the court's sympathetic to Texas' concerns at the border, but to say that the Biden administration has abandoned, quote unquote, the field of immigration is to take hyperbolic criticism literally. No, Judge Ezra, it's the fact. It's what is happening. Otherwise, you wouldn't see millions of people. You wouldn't see millions and millions of people. He just calls it hyperbole. And I'm telling you, this is what the establishment people, whether they're in Austin or whether they're in D.C., this is how they think. Governor Abbott says Texas will immediately appeal this decision. We will not back down our fight to protect our state and nation, blah, blah, blah. I think that we should go ahead and enforce the law. I mean, remember, the president of the United States just sat up in front of the media that always talks about democracy and Trump's killing democracy and said that he doesn't care that the Supreme Court ruled against him, that he can't buy votes by forgiving student loans. And he said, I did it anyway. Nothing's happened. That's a real, you know, they make all this stuff up against Trump. That's a real constitutional crisis. The executive just said publicly that, hey, I did it anyway. Nothing's happening to me. You know, this is crazy. So we should just say, okay, we're going to do it anyway, because we're just going to follow the Biden doctrine that it doesn't matter what a court says. The attorney general Paxton has already appealed. He said, we have appealed this incorrect decision. Texas has a clear right to defend itself from the drug smugglers, human traffickers, cartels, and legions of illegal aliens crossing into our state as a consequence of the Biden administration's deliberate policy choices. I'll do everything possible to defend Texas' right, blah, 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 blah. Now, the judge, Ezra, pointed out you can already arrest smugglers and drug dealers and all that because the law already allows for that, but not the illegal, you know, folks who just crossed illegally. Look, this is teed up right where we thought it would be, and it's going to end up going through the full process.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial? Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for no obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354.
A North Texas couple wrote, "I just would like to thank you for the connection to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and crew at DentoCare. They did a fantastic job on my behalf. I've also referred numerous people to your site to contact her and will continue to sing praises for Dr. Zuniga. Folks, they've been back, taking other family. Learn what they have. A quick trip to the popular tourism spot of Costa Rica is great fun and often pays for itself in savings with superior dental care and the highest level of service you'll experience anywhere. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Say one thing at home, vote another at Austin. With Brett on Texas, you'll know the real story. Now, back to Brett.
Welcome back, Brett on Texas, on this Leap Day 2024, ladies and gentlemen. And I am just having a really hard time keeping the voice going, but we'll get there. What, since we were talking about the border because of the judge decision by the unreliable Ezra, there are a couple other things. Democrat sheriff in county where Lycan Riley was murdered in Georgia campaigned on not helping ICE. He's one of these guys that won the office by you know, the lefties, that he wouldn't coordinate with Immigration and Customs. Of course, this girl murdered on the campus, going for a jog on campus. And, of course, what's been the theme in the leftist media? Well, girls have to be careful jogging alone, even on college campus. It's just crazy. And, of course, Biden's at the border today. Who cares? He went down to Brownsville, where right now they're seeing almost no illegal crossing. I mean, they're the 29th most trafficked town by illegal border crossers. He's gone to where there are very, very few, whereas Trump today's in Eagle Pass, where there's a ton. And how about this? Out of the Eagle Pass area, the Chris Olivares with DPS said that they got five unaccompanied children were among dozens of illegal immigrants yesterday morning. So Trump's appearing today. They were amongst about 60 folks, and they were from Honduras and Guatemala, and they had 5 years old to 11, just on their own. And each one had a note with an address either in Texas or New York. Illegal immigrants or migrants, they're not migrants, illegal crossers with convictions for murder, rape, and child molestation have been captured. Lots. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens said Tuesday on X that the previous 72 hours, 11 people just in his little area. I mean, I guess Owens is maybe reporting across the whole thing. Often we see this and it's just one border sector in Texas. But just in 72 hours, 11 people with violent criminal histories were arrested on the southwest border. That's just the ones they catch, they can run, they have biometric information on to figure out who they can be. You know, all the gotaways don't get caught. Their histories included child molestation, aggravated assault, rape, murder, and manufactured trafficking of firearms. And, you know, just it never stops. But Judge Ezra and the rest of the D.C. crowd continues to pretend that this isn't an invasion and a crisis of international proportion. I mean, think how the whole world was focused on the Syrian refugees and stuff going into the European Union. I mean, those were tiny numbers and a tiny amount of time compared to what's going on here. And they just want to ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist. All right, in the last several days, I continue to bring you stories about school districts illegally electioneering. I'm not saying we're getting close to it. I mean, they're illegally doing it, breaking the law, district officials. And what it all comes down to is they've always done it, folks. We've always gotten these emails and photographs and copies of the things put in the teacher's lounge and sent out on emails every time there's a bond issue or anything like that. So they've long done it. Because they don't care. They're, you know, you got a government monopoly. You just first thing happens when you have any kind of near monopoly or close to it is the lack of integrity. Nobody cares anymore. You don't have to really truly compete for your customers so that you have a job. There's a big story, sort of tells why you see all this. Governor Abbott spends $6 million on House candidates who back school choice, a big piece in the Austin American-Statesman today. And of course, they put school choice in scare quotes as if whatever you call it, vouchers, it is a choice program. I mean, it's not something that needs to go in scare quotes. And I'm glad they're pointing out he's putting his money where his mouth is this time. In the past, Abbott has gone after a few incumbents and then never really done that much. He's out on the campaign trail now and he's spending real money on it. Most of the political spending from the reporting period of February 24th, which is $4.7 million, is for new candidates or primary challengers to incumbents who voted, you know, challenging people that voted against school choice. He's backing 10 challengers to incumbents. Of those, he's poured the most resources into four lawmakers he wants to oust: Steve Allison of San Antonio, yay; Ernest Bales of Shepherd, yay; Drew Darby of San Angelo, that old rhino tick; and John Campbell of Seguin, about time. And there's more. And, you know, he's, I think he gave a lot to Stormy Bradley in that race against Darby. I mean, a lot. And he spent $1.1 million supporting incumbents who are being challenged who voted for school choice, mainly Ellen Troxclair there in the Austin area. And this is what's going on. And then they go on and talk to political science people at universities about what's this going to do for the governor. And these people, I don't care if it's Rottinghouse at U of H or anything, they don't know anything. They sit in the classroom, they don't run campaigns. They just don't know much. But the point is, the schools are going nuts over this stuff. So I already reported to you the details of Denton ISD and its emails from two different principals in the district telling everybody how to vote and to vote in the Republican primary. I mean, you know, it's not a generalist statement. They're not promoting voting like the district tried to say in a statement. They tell you who to vote for, what to go, what party primary to vote in, what the issue is, and that you need to vote against people that are for school choice. And then I brought you a piece from Current Revolt out of a different school district that I brought up yesterday. I forget the name of that district where they sent out the list from the Retired Teachers Association superintendent, send it to everybody, tell them to vote in accordance with that list, telling them how to vote. This is illegal. Well, I already told you that a few days back that Denton ISD, it was so flagrant that, yeah, they took some power from the attorney general away, but he still has the power to file for civil relief and stop them from doing more, and he filed suit. Well, then yesterday evening, the attorney general's office filed another suit on another big school district just over to the east from Denton. This would be Frisco ISD, because their multiple posts from their government affairs department on Facebook are included in it, and they're clearly telling people how to vote, encouraging individuals to vote for candidates who support public schools and apparently who are against vouchers. Post tries to influence them which primary to vote in, meaning the Republican, and so he's gone to court against them. This stuff just seems to not stop. And you have to really, this is illegal. It's not a little thing. I've been around this stuff my whole life. This is illegal. Why in the world, why are these people excused for their utter lack of integrity? High-paid, overly-paid superintendents and other administrators and people in public schools using the taxpayer resources, using our money to campaign against us. This is what is at root of something we haven't been able to get done in the legislature, mainly because Phelan and his crew hadn't wanted to do it, or at least Phelan has made sure it didn't get done, and that is the end of taxpayer-funded lobbying. You know, these people aren't even laundering this stuff through the TASB or the other associations. They're just doing it directly using taxpayer resources in violation of the law. There's just an utter lack of integrity there. Oh, but it's the school teachers and principals. Oh, we're supposed to love everybody. They're all so wonderful. No, they're not. A lot of them are horrible. How do you think's turning this stuff over to the media? It's other people that have some integrity in these districts that are turning it over to the media. But I will tell you this, the taxpayer-funded lobbying is massively bigger. I mean, TASB, the Association of School Boards, is the biggest government lobby arm in Austin. Multiple buildings and tons of lobbyists. Guess who gets hired for a lot of those positions? Former legislators and more frequently, former school superintendents. And folks, it's got to stop. When you talk to them, it always gets, well, you hate teachers and schools. No, this isn't about that. This is about, forget it's a school. You don't have a right to use the people's money, taxpayer resources that were given to you to provide, you know, to do a specific thing and turn around and use that for your political interests. Period. And we need to stop taxpayer-funded lobbying.
Patience is a virtue. Fran on Texas continues after this.
Most homes have the issue of one room too hot, another too cold. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com can make it feel just right. Hart Heating and AC can set up heating and cooling zones in your home. Make it a heartwarming season. Every room, every person, every heart just right. Individual zone temperature control for your home and your family. That sounds like a heartwarming idea. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com.
License DACLA 12-29 a week.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after-church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic, too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Why is Winters Dozer Service among the best able to help you? Background, experience, and equipment availability. Hunter Davis is a mechanical engineering graduate of Texas A&M Class of 08 with experience in farm and ranch real estate. Plus providing fence supplies, Winters Dozer Service knows how to help you on your big country project and can see the big picture. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Welcome to the show, where Juan Seguin, Sam Houston, and the Alamo are revered equally as Washington, Jefferson, and Concord. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. And by the way, I'm just sick of people who think, well, the teachers in schools, they're all so pure. Here's a story today by Shirlene Guerra out at the Center Square. The El Paso ISD, that's one of the state's big districts, is hiring one of these DEI and Marxist companies, and it's a nonprofit, of course, to go in there and do an equity audit for the school district. Now, all these school districts claim they're broke, but El Paso ISD is going to spend $215,000 of taxpayer monies for what's called an equity audit to see if school policies and procedures and practices fit the DEI model. They've hired this Mid-Atlantic Equity Consortium that says it's all about achieving social justice. And they provide critical race theory aligned diversity training. And they ask questions, for example, on their audits. Does the school have a policy regarding using names students identify as their preferred name and personal pronoun? That's all about the transsexual stuff. You get a better rating if you have a policy like that. The schools just spend, and they do all kinds of stuff. And people, I don't understand why so many people, well, I mean, the public schools, it's just wonderful. Everybody, you know, look, everybody's got public school teachers in their family. Yeah, mine too. But most of the ones I know, with the one big exception that I'm close to, are the ones that they know what all's going on. They know there needs to be massive change. And that brings us to Glenn Rogers, that old rhino that was a rhino when he first ran. I told you when he filed to run in that district that it used to include Calhoun County there, still has brown wood and all kinds of places on it, I believe. Doesn't it have brown wood? Is it still got brown kit? No, they're in a different county now. I forget. Anyway, between Fort Worth and Abilene, let's just put it that way. There's a big piece out by Robert Montoya today at the Texas Scorecard. Glenn Rogers encourages illegal electioneering by school districts. And it's true. He writes these op-eds, and they're silly. I mean, I can read them. The first one or two he ever did, I quoted from them. After that, I quit. They show up in the little town newspapers, and they're dishonest by omission, mostly. He has one that vouchers are not conservative. And this guy who's not a conservative and doesn't know what conservatism is has this big idea that he thinks is really sharp. In fact, he says voucher programs are a Trojan horse to attempt to privatize the education system. Excuse me, Glenn Rogers, let me just say, if you're right, how is that not conservative? I mean, hasn't this been a conservative idea from the beginning that as much as possible needs to be done in the free market competitive economy as opposed to the government bureaucrat socialist style leadership? I mean, you know, it's even on the face of it, his ideas are stupid. Well, they put it in the newsletter of Garner ISD. That's right. They published it in his newsletter. Yeah, maybe that's not illegal at the time. There wasn't an election on, but the superintendent there is texting stuff around. And just to point out to you that a lot of times it's better, wiser people with more integrity who see that this is wrong. Breckenridge ISD, their superintendent, Brian Allen, has told the Texas Scorecard that screenshot was a message I received on my personal cell phone, and it was sent by Rogers to 14 school officials, and it's all about how to vote and everything else, and then they're sending it around inside the districts, except a guy like that knows better. Breckenridge Junior High principal, remember that story? She filmed an ad for Glenn Rogers, the state rep, in her office at the school. It's illegal. Stand across the street on public property and film it with the school in the background, but you can't go in there and use the facilities for politicking. And in fact, they knew it was wrong, but they didn't care till somebody caught them. Then they went and refilmed the exact same script of her somewhere else. So, that, you know, they didn't care. That's the point. There's the lack of integrity alone ought to demonstrate why it is time for drastic, drastic change in this area. And by the way, Glenn Rogers is touting an endorsement from the head of the American Federation of Teachers. Now, let me tell you something. If you think the NEA, which is the TSTA in Texas, you know, radical left wing, has been for forever, radical left wing. If you think they're radical, you ought to go take a look at the American Federation of Teachers. For example, in Texas, they don't even try to hide the words union and all the other social justice stuff in their newsletters and press releases. I get them. Glenn Rogers, backed by one of the most left-wing organizations in the United States of America, and he's proud of it, and yet he keeps saying that everybody else is lying. He's not a rhino. He's really the conservative. He's really the conservative because he wants to preserve the government monopoly model, the socialist model. It is. I'm sorry, it may make you uncomfortable, but it's government owning and operating the means of production, in this case, providing education. He wants to preserve that against even just not ending public schools, but just allowing market competition. How in the world is that the conservative principle? How in the world do you expect these high-paid and top-heavy administrative bloat school districts and people to ever reform if they don't face some kind of real market competition? Public schools aren't going to go away. They're going to get better in most every case because that's what competition does. We see it right now when public schools themselves go into open transfers. And one in an area where you've got a lot of population starts letting people transfer in, then the other school district has to respond. It's basically a voucher, folks. You just don't have a piece of paper, but the ADA money with the child follows the child to the other district. And the other districts, they have to get more competitive. And I'm awfully sick of hearing people talk about, well, it's different in rural Texas. No, it isn't. If your rural school is really so wonderful, then why do you have even a slight moment's fear that enough people would leave your district with school competition? Why do you have any fear at all that enough people would leave to cause you any kind of financial problem? So what you're really admitting is that these places are not so great and grand, that they're not necessarily all serving the needs of most all the parents and students, that there are a significant number of people that might leave. Where are they going to go if you're really rural? They're going to drive an hour. Well, there's people that do that already, pay for it. They shouldn't have to pay, but nevertheless, they do it. What's wrong with somebody starting a school using the building down at the building down the street at the, you know, the Baptist church or something, and having a school? All the payroll stays in the community. How does it hurt your community? It just gives choice, and it actually creates a competitive market for teachers. It is shocking to me throughout all of this how, how dumb a lot of College of Education majors are, that they fall for this stuff. It's not all of you. I mean, many of you, you get it. You send us the information. How many out there who, you know, big backers of TSTA and AFT, the big unions, how they don't even understand that having a competitive market for teachers would give them massive freedom and lead to better benefits and better pay. But of course, it's much harder for these organizations to unionize a bunch of small operators as opposed to big places. And that's one of the reasons they always oppose this kind of thing. Wouldn't it be great if, you know, your town, somebody decided in your town, hey, we're going to have a school and it's going to start at not this stupid early in the morning, because I'm not a morning person. It's very hard for me. Maybe it'll start at 10 a.m. and go till 6 p.m. or something. Maybe there's a teacher that all her life's been wanting a job like that, or wants a job with all kinds of flexibility. Maybe we'll go 3 days a week and go long hours, or, you know, who knows? The point is, in a competitive market, it's like we have for groceries. Everything from a little corner convenience store to a Buc-ee's, from an old-fashioned grocery store to a giant mega fancy grocery store, the free market provides alternatives. If you're like Glenn Rogers and you don't think competition's a good thing, who made you so comfortable with the Soviet communist model? I mean, seriously, that's what you're arguing for. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.